18 now.
So Matt, explain to me where Saren Bundy-Davies is at the moment, and what can we expect from her certainly this weekend when she runs in Vienna?
It's been a long road back. She missed probably the better part of 6 months training through the summer season with a tear at the top of her Achilles tendon. But thankfully she's been given the opportunity to try and hit some performances indoors to see if she can hit a marker to go to the games. Now, it's kind of the start of the journey for me and Saren. I started coaching her in September, and she's back to full fitness, she's training fully, but just at the moment we're not trying to push things too quickly, so we're going to ease into the indoor season. As say, she's running in Vienna on Saturday, and we're just using this as kind of a first run out. Depending on how she hits her pace judgment, it's a key part of 400 metre running, she'll probably go somewhere between 52.5 and 53.5. We've got to be realistic after coming off of six months of injury, that not to set the bar too high too quickly. We sat down when we started working together in September, and our main goal was to get her running at her best, ready for the Tokyo Olympics. This is a great opportunity for her, but it's not the be-all and the end-all. A significant part of the summer was missed last year, and a significant part of training was missed, so we need to build her back up slowly. The last thing we want to do is rush too quickly and potentially re-injure that Achilles tendon. She's still a very, very young girl. She's only been in the sport for a few years. It's trying to get her back to the performance levels we know she's capable of, but also take our time in doing that and not rush too quickly.
This is a special talent though, isn't it? You look at her track record so far, and very good indoors. There's 5 medals she got in 1 year, went to the Olympics, didn't have the greatest games there, but maybe the opportunity to go to the Gold Coast is a great incentive?
Oh, it's a huge incentive, and yeah, there's never been a question of her motivation to train this winter. I mean, she is an absolute animal in training. Like, anytime I say, like, oh, let's leave it there for today, she's like, no, I can finish what we've got, and if we've got a certain number of reps and sets planned, she's like, no, I'm doing it no matter what sort of state she's in. So the motivation has never been a question, and as you say, she kind of burst onto the scene winning all these medals, had a bit of adversity at the games where she got ill on the eve of it, didn't quite compete as well as she wanted to out there. I think there was probably a bit of a knock-on effect of that winter, which may have had something to do with this injury that occurred. And I think all great athletes have to go through some adversity in their careers, and she's in that phase at the moment. As I said, we've got to build her back gradually, get that confidence back, and elite sport is so much about confidence that doesn't come back overnight. It's going to take a little bit of time to build that confidence in herself with racing. It can come quicker in training, and then you have to develop it through racing as well, and that's what we're using this indoor season for. If we can develop that confidence in herself, I have no doubt that she'll be on that plane, but we're not going to rush.
Great that she decided to move from Manchester to Cardiff and work here at the indoor centre in Kincoyd. What difference has she made to your group?
It's been fantastic. I've got a relatively young group who all have aspirations of making it to Commonwealth and beyond levels. A couple of the young guys, Sam Gordon, Owen Smith, just missed out on qualifying time. Sam missed out on a standard by 0.04 of a second. But having Saren, who brings a lot of professionalism to the group, someone who does all of the right things away from it, their diet, their recovery and everything, it's good for them to see that. And hopefully it will start something, as we've seen kind of in the endurance side of things, where it's that group environment. Once one person starts doing well, it's a bit of a snowball effect. And that's kind of what I'm hoping with these guys now. They're all sort of 23 and younger, that over the next 4 years we can get a big group of sprinters ready for the games, especially now they're going to be in Birmingham. You couldn't want for a more motivation for that. So yeah, in the next few years, building into Tokyo for the Olympics, and then 4 years in, well, it's actually going to be about 5 years until Birmingham. It's a really good thing having her down here for us as Welsh Athletics with the support services. She can have physiotherapy whenever she needs it. Myself as a coach, I'm here every day. It's a great setup for her, and it's also for me to kind of develop that relationship with her.
Commonwealth Games in the UK has a familiar tone to it. 2002, your first games?
Second games. 1998 was my first games. You don't need any any more motivation to sort of pull on that Welsh Festival race. We actually have some nice big debates in the group as to some people are saying whether they find it more inspirational running for Great Britain or whether, and Sarah in those gets so passionate about running for Wales. So running for Wales in a home games, not necessarily exactly homes, but in Britain. I remember Manchester, the atmosphere, didn't matter what home nation you were from, the atmosphere was incredible. They would scream for any of you, and it definitely lifts you. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if in 4 years' time, come those home games in Birmingham, we really want to be pushing towards those medals for her, and hopefully trying to get like a nice little shiny gold one, as sort of Colin Jackson did over the years, and I just missed out on doing. Not that I'm still bitter about that or anything, but yeah, it'd be great for me to be able to coach someone like that.